Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Lane Miller, and we're going to be talking about weeds.
Not weed music. Management.
Not music for once. This is a change from what we normally do.
That's right.
But yeah, we'll be talking about weed management, and also something big that happened over the weekend was Price City's Day of Caring, which went spectacularly from what you said were saying beforehand. So thank you so much, Lane, for taking the time to come sit down with
us. Sure, I'm glad to be here. You know, the big thing about weeds took a hit this weekend in Price City.
That they did in the Day of Caring. That was a massive event for the community. We had the chance last week to talk to Pam Boyd about it, and she was so excited about the Day of Caring. And from what you were telling me beforehand, this was one of the biggest days of caring you've ever seen.
We don't keep records of how many people participate, but a good way to judge is how many people show up for the breakfast. Lynn's sponsors the breakfast, and according to Dick Rates, the manager of Lynn's, they went through 250 donuts and 12 bagels.
That is so much, and so many people that came out to support this event. And like I said, that's a good metric to kind of measure how many people are showing up.
That's the word I was looking for, metric.
Metric.
Yeah, good.
But yeah, it's incredible what this community does. It never fails to impress me what our local communities do when it comes time to volunteer and
our
help
volunteer
people in our
spirit is fabulous.
It is. And yeah, we're always out helping one another. It's incredible what this community does.
So we had projects, Cove Basin up in North Price, a lot of private residences. We worked on the trailhead there on Carbon Avenue. And Pam mentioned that they didn't have nearly as many weeds to take care of there. So thanks to the Price City crews who take care of that. She said that the crews had done an amazing job on the trailhead to keep the weeds down. And she also mentioned that the breakfast doesn't count church groups. There are church groups from Helper, from Wellington, from Price. They do their own Day of Caring, and they don't come to the breakfast. So easily 300 or 400 people, volunteers out scaring the heck out of weeds in Price. And what a great thing that is.
I have to agree with you there. It's keeping the city looking so nice. And like you mentioned with the city's weed crews, they have been doing a spectacular job of tackling this issue. And they're working on a tight budget.
Well, the number of weeds we do is all based on how what kind of funding the parks and the road department have. And this time of year, the weeds have kind of got a jump start. And, you know, if our weeds are only an inch or two high, nobody notices. But by September, they can be upwards of a foot, foot and a half feet tall. Then everybody notices. So this time of year, weeds are a big, big issue. I'll admit that. The Public Works Department, they're the ones that work on it, and they do the best that we can. But because of the volunteers, we can make them look a lot better than we could just by from the Price City employees.
And it all kind of goes back to that importance of getting out and helping in your community. I mean, all those people coming out to help Price City, to help Helper, to help Wellington, it's just incredible what they're able to accomplish just by, you know, giving them the simple word, hey, can we just need to take care of some weeds, and they will take care of them. It's great.
Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's a sign or not, but I drove down here this morning, and between my house and the radio station, I saw three people out on the sidewalk, out on the curbs, cutting weeds. So maybe that whole thing is spreading to everyday residents too. I was thrilled to see it.
That's awesome. That's an incredible sight to see. And you know, it's incredible how positivity like that can spread. And that's something that within Carbon County, the positivity that's been going around recently, it's something that people should be proud of our area for.
Sure. All we have to do is point out where there's a need, and it's it's easy to get people involved to take care of it.
Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I think weeds, we should always be aware of weeds. You know, if you have a neighbor who needs some help, get hold of your kids and your grandkids and get over there and help them out. Price City crews can't do it all.
Yeah, and it's a full-time effort between city workers and the residents of the city, and it's just a good way to get out and be a good neighbor.
Yeah, it is.
So, Lane, thank you again so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Lane Miller, and we were talking about the city's Day of Caring and weed management. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.